It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Everyone, welcome to episode 120 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Quicker de Robichaud.
Quicker 85 Robichaud.
Yes, and of course, you know, in the podcast, we're talking specifically about Quicker Domino, which is often shortened as Quicker D, or I guess if you talk really fast, you could call it Quickered.
Quickered, or the rap version would be Quicker D.
Quicker D.
Yeah. Okay, so on the podcast today, we had Kathy Holden from IBM. Mm-hmm. We had a customer, right, from Kara on the call today,
yes,
who is eagerly anticipating, her organization is, the release of Quicker 8.5. We had your boss, Rob Novak, the CEO of Snaps, right?
Yep.
And we talked about a zillion things that are coming in 8.5, including... Julian?
And, you know, it was a long list. And in fact, we didn't even get to talk about all of the features that are in Quicker 8.5. But, you know, we kind of jumped around to, you know, some of the new templates, lists, Linux, connectors, ECM integration, performance. We talked a little bit about Deos. We talked about, you know, maybe Domino.doc and how some of the changes had to do with that. We, you know, multilingual. And in fact, I think we realized at the end that we kind of skipped something about multilingual.
Yep.
How, you know, with multilingual, you actually only need one server to host like all of these, however many languages there are, 15 or 20 or 30 or however many languages there are multilingual.
Right. All on one server, all with one install.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, Rob said that he and or Victor are going to be blogging about that at some point soon because they've really been working quite a bit with the multilingual stuff. I mean, especially Victor, since Victor has done a lot of things with multilingual and Dojo in the past, and I know that they're going to be talking about how that's going to work, which is good for a lot of the international people who are using Quicker. Mm-hmm.
It truly sounds like 8.5 is going to be a kick-ass version of Quicker that I think Rob said he was about waiting for 12 years for this version.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big version. And the other neat thing is that with Quicker 8.5 J2EE that recently came out, which is the portal version, the upgrade for Quicker 8.1.1.1 or whatever the last version of Quicker J2EE was, the upgrade from that to Quicker 8.5 on WebSphere was really kind of more of a migration of your data from to the new server, and the Quicker Domino 8.5 upgrade is truly an upgrade, and so it's going to be very reminiscent of you know, kind of traditional Domino upgrades, which is really, really nice, and the admins are going to be very happy about that. Mm-hmm. Which isn't to say there aren't a few things that you need to know about it, but it's a pretty smooth process. They did a lot of work in terms of trying to give people these new features without making them, build a whole new server.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. It looks like it's going to be a home run, and it'll be available probably when you listen to this podcast. So before we let the conversation loose on you all, we want to thank our sponsor for episode 120 here, xpages101.net. And that site actually provides a really great video series on learning XPages. They have over 6 hours of videos. There are over 30 lessons. And if you want to see a sampling of all of the lessons, you can go to xpages101.net/videos and see just that, you know, a long list of lessons that are focused on various areas of development. And one other thing, too, is that they're offering a 33% discount for all Taking Notes listeners. So when you go and check out and make your purchase for that series, if you enter the promo code TN120, you'll receive that 33% discount. So again, xpages101.net, thank you for sponsoring this episode, and let's go listen to all things new with Quicker 8.5. Okay, Julian?
Here we go, Bruce. So today's podcast is going to be talking about Quicker 8.5, which will be generally available on Monday, I think. So with Bruce and I, we have, first of all, Rob Novak, my boss at Snaps. Rob, hello.
Hey there, Julian. Hi, Bruce.
Would you like to introduce yourself to those who might not know you, Rob?
Oh, sure. Folks, I'm Rob Novak. I'm president of Snaps. We're an advanced IBM partner for the last 14 years. We do product services, hosting, business process consulting in the collaboration market, and I've been working with Quicker for, 12 years. I guess it was released in March of 99, and Quicker in all its previous names, we've been working with it for that long. And that's us. That's our team.
Okay, and we also have Kara Francis. Hello, Kara.
Hello.
Hi, and could you tell everyone just kind of what your experience is with Quicker and what you do with it?
Sure. So within my organization, I'm responsible for engaging our business lines and helping them to become more aware of what Quicker is. And within our organization, how we use Quicker is primarily for team management and project management, although we're also looking at using it for ECM integration.
Okay, and the third person we have on the line here is Kathy Holden. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doing great. So, Kathy, can you tell everyone, kind of what your position is at IBM and especially what you do with Quicker?
Absolutely. Well, I've been with Lotus and IBM for 18 years now, and I've pretty much had my whole career on Notes Domino and in the last year and a half, Quicker Domino. So it's been an exciting year and a half working on this project, Quicker Domino 8.5, and I'm one of the development managers on the team, and my team was responsible for the team place enhancements that we'll be talking about.
Great. Okay, well, you know what, let me start with Rob, I guess, kind of just for the general overview and things like that. Rob, now how long have we been waiting for this Quicker 8.5 release for Domino?
Oh, gosh. I'd say going on 12 years.
12 years?
No. The first discussion of Quicker 8.5 for Domino was about 18 months ago. And then the first public discussion started in the summer of last year. So it's been highly anticipated, was talked about at Collaboration University 2009. I had 6 or 7 demonstrations at Lotusphere this year. And so we have been pacing back and forth, awaiting the final arrival, and now we're under 100 hours to the release time.
Right. And just, for people who aren't, I guess, that familiar with the Quicker line, Quicker 8.5 for J2EE has been out for a month or so, I think.
Yeah,
came out earlier. And so this, what's coming out on Monday is the Quicker 8.5 Domino release, which, we've, again, really been through the beta cycle and had a lot of releases to work through and things like that. And it seems like it's going to be just a really solid product. Rob, now I know that you've got, kind of a short list of the really important and kind of exciting things with Quicker. What's the first thing on your list?
First thing on my list, my short list is really enhancements list. Mm-hmm. For people who don't know much about Quicker, just to start off with, it's used by companies all over the world in what is it, Kathy, 27, 29 languages, something like that?
Yep, 27.
27. So everything from standard libraries of documents, which is pretty common, to extranets, to business process automation, which, some folks are getting pretty deep into that because Quicker is a product out of the box for team collaboration, but it's also a development platform. And that's something that if you've ever heard folks from my team at Lotusphere talking, we do a lot of that. How do you develop with Quicker? type of discussion. It's used in large companies and small companies, but I've seen it primarily with our enterprise clients and big accounting firms, automotive, pharmaceutical, banking, insurance, manufacturing, you know, really just to share, store, and automate structured and unstructured information in sort of a self-service environment. So anyway, that's kind of foundational. And the basics of how Qwiker works are something that you can learn from the Qwiker website or having used Qwiker before in the past. The really big enhancement list that I am really excited about is, you know, the web UI, major changes to the web UI, and I think Kathy's going to talk a little bit more about that. Support for a Linux server, which is huge. We've been asking for that one for a really long time and just thrilled about that. I've got a Qwiker server running on Linux right now, and it's just amazing not to have to send money off to that place out near where Bruce lives. And new connectors and support for metadata in the connectors, ECM integration, native ECM integration with FileNet, IBM Content Manager, Alfresco, and a couple others. And then the fifth item on my list is a huge performance hit in terms of, you know, improvements. 8.2 of Qwiker gave us about a 200% performance improvement, and we're looking at that twice over again with 8.5. So that's my short list.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start, you know, in terms of really getting in some of the specifics of those things. Probably one of the pieces of Qwiker that a lot of people as users are used to using and looking at and seeing and that they kind of identify Qwiker with is just the basic templates, like the team room template. And Kathy, I know that you really spent a lot of time reworking some of those templates and just making the functionality a lot better for the end users. Can you tell us a little bit about what changed with, let's say, the team room?
Sure. Well, we basically started off with a whole new architecture and made it much more scalable, better performant. And along with that, we incorporated the IBM Lotus One UI template in so that we're consistent with other products in the portfolio. And that improved the sort of general look and feel, brought it up to, you know, more up-to-date web standards, you know, what you expect to see on the web. We replaced the Dojo editor that we had in the prior release with a new rich text editor. It's called the CK editor, which is, you know, also available separately, but we bundle that in as one of the core components. And again, that's a component that you'll see in other Lotus products as well. So again, we're working to have a better cross, you know, and consistent cross-brand experience as well. We've improved version management. We have a whole new user interface for when you're adding comments instead of responses so that it's all online. You can expand, collapse. You can get the, you know, the users' pictures in, and so it's just a much better interface than we had before. We've also added a new function for lists, and for customers that are really familiar with sort of what Notes and Domino does, this might seem anticlimactic, but it's a really big selling point against some of our competitors, and it's been a feature that's really very well received. You can import from spreadsheets and customize very easily the layout of the form as well as the layout of the columns and adjust things. So that's been very popular. We've changed and improved how we're using imported files and preview. We've gotten rid of the ActiveX and drag and drop components that required customers to install, you know, components on the desktop, so this will help in organizations where you've got locked down desktops and you don't want to let your end users install ActiveX components, for example. So we've eliminated that, and that was a very popular request. We continue to support document access control levels, control lists, and so you can control who can read and edit documents. And in addition to that, a fairly major feature in Quicker Domino 8.5 is the addition of being able to set ACLs on the folder level as well. And then the documents in the folder, when they get dragged in there, inherit that setting from the folder. We've also added a trash or recycle bin. So now if you delete something, it can be restored from the trash. We've improved the discussion forum as well. In terms of the blog and wiki templates, those have been updated to use the new One UI look and feel, but haven't been substantially enhanced beyond that in this particular release. And let's see, is there anything I'm missing? I think that's the quick overview.
Wow. Why don't we talk to Kara now and find out from Kara. I actually have a couple questions for Kara. One is, does your organization use the default out-of-the-box templates that come with Quicker? That's my first question. And then I'm going to follow up with, if so, or if not, do you customize Quicker templates to the needs of your organization?
We basically use Quicker out of the box. We have applied a theme that's the look and feel of our organization's branding. However, we do very, very little customization due to limited resources and just the support that's needed for needing to customize.
Okay, Kara, what about 8.5 in general? What are some of the things that you're personally looking for in 8.5 that you're going to be able to install next week and share with everybody?
Kathy mentioned most of them, but I'll go ahead and mention the ones that are really that we're really excited about. I hold a user group for Quicker within my organization for all of our key users, and I've been sharing feedback with them along the way, and we're all very much excited about the list functionality, the ability to import a spreadsheet into a list as well as to export it and have that capability. We're excited about the comments feature being embedded into the content types with the 8.2, when, as Kathy mentioned, you'd have to respond, and technically you'd have to open up every response in order to view it, whereas with this, the new comments functionality, you can view all of the comments on one screen, similar to a blog entry. The rich text editor, that has a lot of enhancements. We really like that we can insert notes database links to notes documents in addition to just regular hyperlinks. The layout of the content pages will take a little bit of getting used to, but we do like the new look and feel. It will just take some retraining of our experienced users. We also like that versioning is available on every content type. In 8.2, it was limited and we had to customize that. We like that you can choose which tabs are displayed. For those who have seen 8.5, you can choose whether to allow for versioning or the comments. If you don't want somebody to comment, you can actually turn that feature off on a piece of content. We also like the folder ACLs. We've had many users who have created unnecessary rooms in the past, and where this folder ACL functionality will really make for a better end-user experience. The connectors, I want to mention those. Those have also changed quite a bit. The key things that I know our users are excited about is that you can tell the difference between a room and a folder and a page, and you can also add metadata, as I think Rob mentioned. What else? Also, you can now see in 8.5 connectors, you can see content that doesn't have attachments. In 8.2, those connectors, you could only see attachments. So now you actually have a full view of the content on your place, regardless of attachments.
Okay. One thing that Kathy mentioned was the recycle bin. And obviously, this is a new feature, right, Kathy, in 8.5?
Yes.
Okay. So is it something an administrator has to pull out of the recycle bin, or is it on a user-by-user basis?
Administrators and, you know, the place owners are able to view everything in the trash and restore things, but the user who deleted the file can go to the trash and see what they've deleted and restore it themselves.
And if I can interject, that is another feature I should have mentioned. That is going to be a huge, I don't know how many pieces of content I've had to go in and work on restoring for people in the back end. We have many users, even though it says, are you sure you want to delete this? And they say yes. Many of them say, oh, I didn't realize what I was doing. So the trash bin is going to be a huge administrative win for us.
Awesome.
That was yes as a second language, I think, is what that was.
One thing I forgot to mention, but for those customers who are using Notes, one nice feature is the ability to overlay Quicker team calendars into your Notes calendar, so you can actually view entries in your Notes calendar.
Right, and actually, something that's not in this specific Quicker version, but something that's coming is going to be some designer integration too, right?
Yes. Coming along further, we are working on a QDK, Quicker Development Kit, which is uses XPages.
Wow. So the integration with Notes is just going to keep getting tighter and tighter, really.
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah. Kara, you mentioned the connectors. Out of curiosity, how much do your users use connectors versus the kind of the web experience for Quicker?
Well, at this moment, we actually haven't made the connectors readily available to everyone in our organization, mainly due to the installation process that is needed. So at this point in time, I'd say those who have them installed use them all the time, especially the Lotus Notes connector, being able to send and receive emails and sending links to attachments rather than the actual attachment. Or upon receiving an attachment from somebody, you can immediately add it to your place without having to first, save it to your workstation and then go and add it to a place. I know with Windows Explorer, that's a very popular one because you can add attachments very easily through the connectors in Windows Explorer, regardless of the file type. So those who have them installed, which again at this point in time isn't very many, but they use them all the time, and we have a long list of people who are asking for them, but we're waiting for the 8.5 connectors, which are much more critical in the 8.5 Quicker web interface. The checkout and editing really needs those connectors, so we're working on an improved packaging process so that we can get those installed on everybody's workstations.
Nice. Well, and I guess kind of we've been talking about a lot of the default features so far, the things that just come right out of the box with Quicker. So Rob, if people have these custom places, how easy or difficult is it going to be to actually customize this new version? Because I know it's very different from customizing maybe previous versions because of all the new features.
Right. The both front end and back end architecture have changed fairly significantly in 8.5, and I would say that it's a qualified it depends on the depth of the customizations that have been done, how much has been relied on, for instance, an old version of Dojo that was in Quicker 8.0, 8.1, and 8.2, and the new version of Dojo is in Quicker 8.5, the one that sits on the 8.5.1 server for Domino. And so there may be some refactoring of some code there for themes and possibly even some forms. What we suggest is, a quick evaluation. How much customization do you have? What kind of customization is it? If it's simply a custom form and you're not really deep into the JavaScript or Dojo, it's probably going to upgrade okay. It's probably going to work okay. If you have a custom theme that continues to use the old method of creating themes, and it's not really out there in terms of adding on additional functionality with other toolkits, libraries, and so on, then the upgrade process from 8.2 is going to allow it to continue to work. That said, it's going to continue to work the way it did before and not take advantage of the significant performance improvements that you're going to get with the out-of-the-box theme in 8.5 or a new theme built on that architecture. So that's my it depends. It could be a little bit of work. It could be a lot of work. It could be a just magical it works straight out of the box. Best practice is going to be set up your 8.5 development server, move a couple places over to it, upgrade them, see what happens. and then you can figure out what kind of work you have ahead of you.
Okay. Well, and some of the stuff you get for free too, like Kara was talking about the connectors and you know the new metadata and things like that. You get that just for free,
right?
Just
right.
By the virtue of upgrading your server, right?
And that absolutely, and that's huge when the new connectors get downloaded for clients, and that's of course Windows clients. The metadata support, where that comes into play is if you have created a simple form in Qwikr and you mark a field as required, and then you use a connector. And for those not familiar with connectors, it's sort of a plug-in to Windows Explorer, Notes, Same Time, Symfony, Microsoft Office, even Outlook. When you use a connector, you are going to be prompted for those extra fields that are marked as required when the attachment you want to put in the connector is dragged or dropped into that. And that's huge because before, in past versions, you know, connectors came out with 8.0 3 years ago. And it was a wonderful thing to be able to drag and drop a whole bunch of attachments into a Qwikr place, to be integrated with Notes so you can send links instead of sending attachments around to a bunch of people, and to have a, you know, expandable tree of places. All of that was great. But now you not only get the ability to just drag the attachment in, but you can also put some fields around it, something that might be required, like dates or titles or people responsible, whatever those fields might be.
So, Rob, that metadata is attached to the design, right, of those, say, forms in Qwikr, right?
Yeah, this, and when I say simple forms, there's a couple, there's three different kinds of forms. There's really two we work with, and simple forms are the ones that you can create yourself through the web UI, and that's an end user manager of the place. Just says, create form, simple form, and then they just kind of build up the form by giving fields names and saying what kind of field it is. And when they check it as required, it can become part of metadata. There's also custom HTML forms where you get a lot of power, and those are not out of the box integrated with the metadata and connectors, but we're going to break that and figure it out within the next 5 or 6 days. So that will be something that you can do as well.
Mm-hmm. Before we go on and talk about ECM integration, I'd like to, you know, I think of 8.5, I think of Deos, and I also think of Qwikr, you know, with all this, these masses of file attachments in there, and how, you know, the size of the databases can grow. So I'm going to throw it out there, I guess maybe to Rob or Kathy. How is Deos used in Qwikr 8.5 different than it has been, say, in a previous version?
Kathy, I'll go ahead and take that if you like.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, Deos, Domino Attachment and Object Store, of course, has been available in Domino for a while. And basically what it does is it takes attachments out of the NSFs and puts them on the file system and references them. And just as a primer, in a mail environment, that is a phenomenal disk savings because of the identical attachments that are in so many people's mail files. Right, especially when you get into this multiple reply to all type situation. And so you can save 50, 60, 80%. I've heard 80 and 85% at some companies in disk storage. And Qwikr, the disk space savings has not always been as great because by the nature of the beast, most of the time in Qwikr, you don't have the same exact physical document in multiple locations like you do in mail files. The only exception to that would be if you have a place type or template that has a bunch of files in it to start with, and then Deos would shrink that down to a single one. So you run Deos on a Qwikr server the same as you do on a Domino server, and it works the same way, such that the attachments are stored on the file system and they're represented as links in the Qwikr documents. So at first, I wasn't really that excited about Deos with Qwikr because, you know, you're not looking at too much of a disk storage. But then, after considering large environments, I've sort of swung the other way, and this is recently, and it really doesn't have to do with 8.5 so much as it does with some of our enterprise clients and their backup times and their incremental backups. So if you look at an environment that has, say, 500 gigabytes of Qwiker places, you know, 1,000 or 1,500 places on a single server or cluster. And what you really end up with there is, of course, every database is touched every night, so it gets backed up. But if you run Deos, only those attachments on the file system that are touched when you go into the Qwiker place and work with the attachment get changed. So at that point, you're looking at backing up a minuscule portion of NSFs and a large number of attachments one time, and then your incremental backups are much smaller. So I'm in favor of Deos now. I raise my hand. I give up. I wasn't to start, but now I am.
Okay, well, and then the kind of the related functionality or you know, the maybe a brother to that discussion in terms of where your files are stored. I mean, we have the new ECM integration as well.
Right, and Kara mentioned how she's looking forward to that in her organization. And Julian, you've worked with one of the two different ways of doing ECM integration. There's services for Qwiker, which mm-hmm. is the REST API, and I guess you could probably talk about that for a minute if you wanted to.
Oh, I'm not really sure how much there is to say. I mean, the supported ECM backends are FileNet and Content Manager, and then there's also Alfresco, which is a free open source ECM. Although, even though there are Qwiker connectors that are supported, I'm not sure if that's supported right now as an ECM backend. But you know, the first part of the connectivity is these Qwiker services that you can overlay on top of those content management systems, and those services, really what they do is they allow you to access, through something like the Qwiker connectors, they allow you to access those ECM data stores as though the connectors are speaking to a Qwiker server. So it gives it kind of a common REST API. It uses the same REST API that Qwiker uses, but it's being used on these ECM systems. And then kind of the other level of integration beyond just something like the connectors is the Qwiker server itself. And so the Qwiker server itself, you know, can actually talk to the ECM service in the back end, so that the ECM system in the back end is really storing all of the documents and the metadata and the information, and it's simply being front-ended by Qwiker, so that your users think they're in a Qwiker place, but really what they're doing is they're talking to the ECM system. And actually, Kara, I'm kind of curious as to how you folks are planning on maybe looking at that or using it.
Unfortunately, I'm not involved in that component of the initiative, but I know we're looking at FileNet and Qwiker.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I wasn't sure, and I just kind of brought that up because I don't know, your name came up.
is that new in Qwiker 8.5, guys? This ECM integration, or something that's been there and it's just changed in 8.5?
The first layer that Julian talked about, that REST API, that is just sort of the services that allow you to call into the backends and retrieve documents to something like, for instance, an iPhone or an Adobe Air application. Those are the two that we've worked with. That's been around since late 8.1, early 8.2. But the actual integration with Qwiker as a front end to an ECM as a backend, where the attachment itself is not stored in the Qwiker NSFs, that's new with 8.5. And just to take it one step beyond where Julian left off with that, of course, with FileNet ICM and even Alfresco, you can have and take advantage of back-end ECM workflow and processing of those files and things like that you've already got set up, for instance, in, if you're a FileNet shop and you've got some sort of a workflow around corporate records already set up, you can still take advantage of that stuff on the back end while maintaining Qwiker as a front end for the more ad hoc collaboration on the documents.
And when you mentioned that it's new in 8.5, it's new in 8.5 Domino, right? Because
yes.
Wasn't it available in the Qwiker J2EE with
8.1.1.1?
Yeah. So... I guess, you know, it kind of started its life on the Qwiker J2EE side, and mm-hmm. now it's going to be available in Domino as well. Hey, you know, something I was thinking about when we were talking about documents and you know, since Quickr is really so document-centric to a lot of people, Kathy, isn't there something new with sort of the ability to view documents that you might not already have a viewer for?
Yes, we do. We've added the preview feature, and that leverages the key view filters that are used in the Notes client. When you have an attached file to your document, you can choose to preview it. We also use that to import files, so those same viewers are used to do the import and display, you know, statically on the page.
Okay, I think Rob mentioned it before, and we got rid of the ActiveX now, so that's kind of nice because I think ActiveX was a little bit of a headache for some people. But the other thing, kind of when you think of documents and document storage in Lotus, you know, there's Domino.doc, which has been end of lifed, and the preferred migration path within IBM is going to be that you're moving from Domino.doc over to Quickr. Now, Kathy, it seems like some of the things that got added, you know, the folder ACLs and maybe some of the security that got added to the system, you know, it seems like some of that was really so that not only because people have been asking for it, but so that the transition from Domino.doc to Quickr might be easier. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely true. In addition to folder ACLs being, you know, more supportable and a better alternative to rooms, it really was a requirement for customers migrating off of Domino.doc to Quickr to be able to have that level of control of granularity over their documents.
So what else do we have on our list here?
Spinego, I think, right? Isn't that
Spinego?
Something new? Yeah.
Oh, so, well, authentication, right. So,
yeah,
Rob.
Okay.
No, Kathy, actually, absolutely. If you've got some information on that, you let us know.
It's a big list, and I'm just going through it, and it's like Spinego, multilingual stuff, you know, tons of stuff. Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, right before, you know, I moved from Domino to Quickr Domino, the last project I was working on was the Domino 851 support for Spinego. And so we're now leveraging that in Quickr Domino 8.8.5, which is why we require 8.5.1 of Domino, because that's, we needed to have that underlying infrastructure. So for both the web and the connectors, you no longer need, you know, to front-end it with TAM or another, you know, device. You can directly leverage the Spinego support from Domino. And Rob, I don't know if you had something you wanted to add onto that from your experience.
No, not really from Spinego. Another admin topic that has been floating around.
Admin P changes?
Yeah, exactly. Admin P.
Yeah, so now it's when you're doing username changes, you can leverage that to take care of it not only in Domino but in Quickr Domino places as well.
Can I ask a question? So does that mean a distribution list changes or an employee gets married or otherwise, we don't have to go in and remove the member and re-add the member?
Yeah, I believe that's true. I haven't done with it myself because I was focused on the client side on this project instead of the server side. But yes, Rob, have you?
I'm working on demos right now for that. So
okay.
that's the absolute intent, and it is admin P is supposed to be supported for name changes, and that's actually going to save quite a bit of time for things like directory changes as well. So most definitely, that's a big hit, especially for the Domino shops out there with admins who are, you know, have in the past had a little bit of struggleage with the whole QP tool command line type of a thing. Mm-hmm.
Can we go back to Spinego for a second and just define what Spinego is for those people who may not know? Maybe Rob?
I think Spinego is actually, it's a really nice pasta, and it's good when you have it with alfresco.
You're thinking of gnocchi.
Yeah, gnocchi. Yeah.
Oh, gnocchi. No, yeah. Kathy, you're going to kill me, aren't you? Those who don't know, Kathy has a significant set of culinary skills in addition to her technical skills and security skills. But Spinego is, I cannot spell it out for you. Kathy, maybe you know the acronym, but basically
I do, actually.
Oh, you do?
I'm
awesome.
Geeky enough to know, yes. It's Simple and Protected Negotiation.
Simple?
It doesn't really clarify it much, does it? But
it's simple and it's protected. All right.
Yeah. So it's just another, it was a SPAC. Microsoft sort of made it their own. So you know we now support the version that Windows does. So if you have that in your organization to do single sign-on, we leverage that.
Right, and like you said, that's both the server and the connectors, which is kind of a big deal because you don't have to do anything weird to make the connectors work.
Exactly. So in A2, we supported Spinego with the connectors, but you did need third party and custom work to get it all working together.
Right. Is it an IE only thing, Kathy?
It is. Yes. Well, no. It's a Windows Server thing, but Firefox supports it as well.
Okay. We were going to talk about performance, I believe. Rob, you mentioned something about a 200% increase over a prior version.
Well, A2 itself had a 200% increase over the version before it, and the reason for that was because they started gzipping and caching through a servlet all of the stuff you download over the web when you're using the web interface. And now 8.5 doubles that again by reducing the number of transactions to the server by 50%. And it does that through the extensive use of Dojo and extending Dojo, which gets cached on the client side. So there's a lot less going on the server and a lot less to worry about in terms of server performance issues.
Okay, well, I guess maybe one last thing, because we've gone pretty long, and this is kind of a lot of information, and yet there's even more. But the last thing I wanted to kind of touch on was Linux servers, because I think people have been really curious about the QuickR on Linux for a while, because so many large organizations are really taking advantage of Linux servers. And Rob, I think you've actually been setting one up over the last week.
Oh, we've been setting them up throughout the beta, and we've got the last code drop of Linux server running, and we're waiting for gold for Monday to put a gold server on Linux now. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kathy, but I believe the actual supported version of Linux is SLES, or SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, and that is 10 or 11, or both?
11.
11, okay. And basically what SLES is and what it means is you download the Linux distribution, and for it's either 90 or 120 days, you use it, and it continues to update itself and patch itself, and then it stops patching itself unless you buy support. It's something ridiculously inexpensive, like $350 a year or something like that. So massive decrease in investment in terms of operating system on the server side, and so that's a big deal. It has worked for us on SLES. We've actually gotten it running on Red Hat. We've gotten it running on Ubuntu. IBM will not necessarily support those environments, but the stuff does work. So if you are a developer, for instance, and you've got yourself a little Ubuntu virtual machine and you want to give it a shot, go ahead. More power to you. Just don't call and open a PMR.
Wow, we've covered a lot. I guess probably close to 45 minutes. Possibly I didn't look at the clock here. But Kathy, thank you for everything you've told us today about QuickR 8.5, and congratulations on the release next week.
Thank you. We're really very excited about this release. Mm-hmm. And if I can take one more minute just to plug our deployment on Greenhouse. If you want to go to greenhouse.lotus.com, if you want to see QuickR Domino 8.5 in action, it's available now. And also, when we go live with the product for download on Monday, our wiki will also go live. So that's the product documentation. But in addition to that, as part of our design partner program, we've been doing a lot of customization samples, and all of those are documented up on the wiki as well. So some additional resources.
And Kara, thank you for participating in the podcast today. I think it's both Kathy's and your first podcast, right?
Correct.
I think you did great. Kara, are you guys going to have a party next week when you get to install QuickRate.5 or?
Well, before we can have the party, we actually are in the process of upgrading our servers to Domino 8.5 in order to support the Quicker 8.5 release. So I can't have a party quite yet.
Okay. You'll be sending out invitations, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Rob, thank you as usual. You were on a recent episode, and again, thank you for all things Quicker. That's when I think of Quicker, I think of Snap. So thank you for bestowing all this great information to the Taking Notes listeners.
Hey, sure. Absolutely.
All right. Well, everyone, thanks. That's a wrap for episode 120. Hard to believe that we're on 120. And there was no better bunch of people to bring in, again, Kathy, Kara, and Rob, to talk about all things Quicker 8.5. So thanks again, and we'll talk to everybody real soon.